And speaking of the holidays, we're joined from lovely Holden, Louisiana, Livingston Parish, by John Schneider, the remarkable actor, producer, singer, who's been in Louisiana now for several years. And he is one who celebrates the holidays in a big way. And good morning to you, John Schneider. Are we there? Bo Duke, have we lost Bo Duke, J.C. Kane? Let's see if we could get John on the line, because he's a man who has become part of the fabric of Livingston Parish, and he does celebrate the holidays in a notable way, and I know he wants several hundred, if not thousands, of his closest friends to join him in the festivities in Holden, Louisiana. And before we get to him, we did have a few people, more than a few, who were revved up about Louis Wren. And this is a case in which, Louis, before you go, the question from one of the listeners is a good one from Barry about whether you're using this as a political issue, knowing it won't pass, in an effort to further the cause of our governor. Is that something that is fair game, or is that off base?
Well, Jim, it is a political issue because it goes before the legislature. I don't know. I think it's something that we agree with the governor on. But if you will look back, we have probably had a minimum wage bill before the legislature every year for the last 20 years. So this issue came along long before John Bel Edwards was the governor. We agree with him on this issue and think it's the right thing to do.
All right. And we're going to certainly have a showdown on this in the months to come. We're only 10 months and, 10 months and 5 days away from the next governor's primary, so we'll see. And as noted, John Schneider is with us. Celebrated music artist, 10 albums to his credit, 4 number one singles on the Billboard Country chart. And this month he launched a 52-song project, The Odyssey, releasing a song a week through 2018. And he is a guy who spends a lot of his time not far from us in Holden, Louisiana. And as noted, John, before we lost you, you're going to celebrate the holidays in a big way at your place in Holden. What's going on?
We are. That's how I got lost. I was putting up Christmas lights on top of the 52 songs. Yeah. So we have good morning, by the way. We have a wonderful studio out here. It used to be Camp Singing Waters, and I mentioned that because so many people who grew up in Baton Rouge and the surrounding areas and all the parishes around here actually went to camp here, because it was a camp from around the 1930s until around 1995. So I picked it up in 2012, and we've made 7 films here, doing what we can to bring the movie industry back to Louisiana. And we're doing, we've done Shakespeare in the Swamp in our barn, and we have concerts in our barn, and what we're adding to our list of fun things to do in Holden and Livingston Parish at John Schneider Studios is come on out and see the lights, listen to Boss Hogg and Roscoe take you on a fun trip through Christmas, and then stop by the store for cookies and hot chocolate. So it's fun. It's so much fun. I love this time of year. And it's a great experience for me. I was doing Dancing with the Stars, so I wasn't able to be here. But I was here last night. I'll be here tonight and tomorrow night, so I can actually see the families and the kids enjoying Christmas here at the studio. And I miss that. You know, my kids are all old and paying taxes, and they're not fun anymore.
Well, you mentioned Dancing with the Stars. You lasted 7 weeks, I believe, and
I did.
Not bad for a man of 58 years old.
Of 58 years young, yeah. I was very proud of that. I had a great time. It was more work than anyone could possibly explain. I'm a workout guy. I've been a workout guy for a long time, and I lost 26 pounds doing that show in my. It was 10 weeks. We had a couple weeks rehearsal prior, so it was quite an experience for me. But I'm glad I did it, and I'm glad it's over.
Well,
kind of like kind of like hot yoga class. You know, you're glad you've done it, but you sure are happy to be headed back home.
Well, we're glad you're in Louisiana, and John also is Jim Cryer on Tyler Perry's The Haves and Have-Nots. It's the number one primetime series on cable Tuesday nights. And, John Schneider, we're happy that you have decided to spend quality time in Louisiana. And go out to Holden, to Camp Singing Water.
Come on out to Holden. Yep, come on out to Holden, John Schneider Studios. Enjoy some cookies and fun times with your family. And see Boss Hogg and Roscoe, at least in art form. Come on out. We'll have a big time.
Thank you, John. Good to talk with you.
My pleasure. You have a great Merry Christmas.